our star, Judith Siegel, should say it, since we miss her so much.
Oh, jeez. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, time for roll call introductions. I'm John Delabose, chairman, and to my immediate right is Robert Mikes, and then we have Ed Dayton. And Judith Siegel. No, I didn't want to say this was going to say it. And our secretary, Victoria
Baller.
And our representative from Tick Sagerblum's office, Beatrice Martinez, and our county planner, and I'm sorry, I don't know your name. It's the first time I've ever seen you.
Jilly Roman.
Okay, thank you. And this period of the meeting is for public comment by the general audience about any items on this agenda. It's not for discussion. It's just to make a comment about the agenda item. No votes are going to be taken on it right now. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on any items as they are presented. And when you do, please state your name and stand so we can know who you are and spell your name so that Victorian can get correct in the record, and that should make it pretty good for everybody. I think we can next move to approve the minutes from last meeting. Do I have a motion?
Move to approve the minutes from last meeting.
Second?
I second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Passed on that one, moving right along. We now have, we have announcements for any upcoming neighborhood meetings or events in the community. Do we have anything?
We need to approve the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped something. We would like to approve the agenda for possible action tonight or any items that are bold, combined or deleted. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda for this evening?
I'll move to approve the agenda for the 14th, 2019.
Second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now, thank you. I'm getting better, but I'm still not 100% there. Now we have any announcements for the neighborhood meeting coming, community announcements, events coming up?
No.
I know Tick rescheduled his meet and greet, but we don't know when yet, right?
Correct.
Okay, we did have a meet and greet that would have been actually today, I think. Yeah, so, okay. Well, then we'll move on to the agenda item, our one agenda item, WC-19-40052, UC-0466-11, WC-0040-13-HACNT LLC and Industrial Road Holdings Incorporated, a waiver of conditions of a waiver of conditions on a use permit requiring that a cover shall be placed over a pool, limiting occupants from entering the pool during after-hour day club events, in conjunction with a detached pool venue on a portion of 6.2 acres in an M1, which is a light manufacturing zone, in the MUD1 and adult use overlay district, generally located on the west side of Santa Fe Student Drive, 1,100 feet south of Circus Service Drive within the Winchester Township. Is the applicant here for action?
Hi, David Brown, BROWN, 520 South 4th Street, on behalf of the applicant. This is our application. I think originally when this was approved, there were added conditions. This was the first pool of its kind. As of now, there's a time limit of 7 o'clock. Staff recommends that time, or recommends approval. We'd ask the time be lifted. There's 14-foot walls that surround the property. There's no safety issues whatsoever, different than the daylight. As staff points out, there is no practical reason for the pool not to be utilized during appropriate activities at this pool venue. We'd ask for your approval as well. Good. I was going to say, one of the things they want to be able to do, for instance, is they want to show movies and let people sit in the, in the pool while they watch movies like Jaws and,
Oh, that's a perfect movie to watch in a pool.
Exactly. water-related.
I think I would sit on the deck for that movie.
So, I'm happy to answer any other questions.
I just wanted to say a comment. I've heard nothing but great things about it. Do you know the extended hours that they wanted to do? Or?
I know initially they wanted to be able to do 10, but I think right now, originally, this whole area had to be closed at 7. Now it's 2. We'd like the freedom to go up until that time limit.
To
2
a.m.?
To 2 a.m. But right now, they don't intend to do it.
I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got one question. Is there currently or is it contemplated serving alcoholic beverages out there as well?
There is, my understanding, but because of when you're at the pool, you have to use the plastic instead of glass.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was my question about that, for safety.
Yes.
Okay.
Just for procedurally, we need to open it up to the public.
Okay, I would like to open this up for discussion to the public because we're required to not by law, not because we have any public. But anybody have any comments? I guess not, but thank you, because there will be people here when I forget to do it and they'll say something. So thanks. You think we're ready to take a vote on this item? Does that sound reasonable?
I don't have any questions. I have no question, too.
Okay. I move for approval. I don't have a problem with it either. Do I have a second?
I second that.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are there staff conditions?
Opposed.
Just staff conditions?
I believe there wasn't.
I think because there were already conditions in place at the beginning, the rest of the conditions will stay.
Yeah, the conditions are in place, they're going to stay, but the only thing we're looking at is a time limit lifting, right?
Exactly right.
Okay. Always in operation. Okay, he's an aye. Well, now it's unanimous. Okay, well, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you all very much for your time. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Okay. Any other items for discussion this evening? Anybody have anything else to address? Business? Comments from the general public? Okay, our next meeting is May 28th, and we stand adjourned.
Wow.
Was that okay?
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.